All right, praise the Lord. God bless Brother Thurston.
Praise the Lord.
You know, it's good to be in the Father's house.
Amen, praise God.
So much wisdom.
Amen.
You know, I never saw those things quite like that. So he brought it out. You know, the kingdom of God works.
Yes, it works.
And as I studied the Word of God, the biggest problem I've seen, there was no problem on God's end to bless.
Mm-mm.
And at times, there was problems on man's end to receive, because man was not always willing to trust God with everything they had.
That's right. That's the truth.
There's no part of your life that'll go lacking as you trust God.
That's the truth.
And obey His Word. I was talking to Alicia last night how when I first started, I used to spend more time listening to what Jesus taught in the Gospels. And you know the scriptures in the, you know, around the Beatitudes, he said, if somebody slaps you on one cheek, turn the other. I read scriptures like that. And every now and then somebody say, well, if somebody slap you upside the head, you gonna turn the other cheek? I said, well, Jesus said do it, I'll do whatever he said do. Not because I agreed with it, but because he said it. And as I govern my life that way, I found out it works. Your love towards other people can inspire them, because some of the meanest people have salvageable hearts. And when you're willing to love as a standard, it can change people's courses. And then I learned all wisdom to go with it. You know, in I guess around 07 or 08, I said, Lord, why did you say turn the other cheek in the first place? He said, I didn't want my people to provoke violence. You know, and whenever he taught the Jews, he always taught them in excess. He didn't just say don't do it. He said he give them it'll be like, don't look, if that was a jar of cookies, you know, you tell the child, don't touch that jar of cookies.
Yeah.
Because eventually they're going to want to smell it. Next thing you know, they're going to be chewing on one. So they can't touch the jar, they can't get the cookies. Well, that's how Jesus had to teach the Jewish people. Because they were eye for eye, tooth for tooth. He had to teach them in excess. But I found, in doing what he said do, it works.
Yes.
There's a lot of wisdom in everything that he said. And what God wants to do, what's in his heart, will work. There's a lot of wisdom in it. When Brother Harden taught that, you know, Jesus wanted that guy to bring everything he had into
yes.
the kingdom.
Yes.
That would have made his life much more powerful,
yes.
much more enjoyable. But
yes.
he was looking at the things.
That's right.
And he put that ahead of God.
That's right. That's exactly
And that
right.
was the problem.
That was his problem.
When we yield our life, our emotions, our when we yield everything we have to the Lord, he can use it and multiply it back to us. We're not going to go broke. We're going to go rich.
Amen.
And we're going to grow in riches. The just shall live by his faith. It takes faith to do these things. It takes faith to lay your life down. It takes faith to put somebody else first. And sometimes, like at work, I always, they say, why you work so hard? I said, well, I believe in working as unto the Lord. Yeah, but they don't promote people right around here. They have all these complaints. I said, that has nothing to do with me. And it's like Brother Horton said, I'm in the Father's house.
Yes.
I work as unto him.
That's right.
I said, I will be promoted,
yes.
whether it's here or somewhere
Amen.
Else.
Amen, that's right.
God will bless me for
that's
for
correct.
Working as unto him.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but they don't appreciate it. That's irrelevant.
That's right. That's true. That is true.
And, you know, if I do my job, it makes other people's jobs better.
That's right.
You know, if I take time to solve the problems,
that's true.
Then they don't have to drive a raggedy car. You know, they can do their job without unnecessary problems. And then the attitude, I give God the attitude, you know, have good attitudes towards people. It works. And it causes God to be able to promote you. And he'll bless you where, you know, it's the job that people have, that's their job. That if they own the company, they own the company. Whatever they let you have, that's, you know, that's good. Whatever they keep, that's good too. But if you work as under God, God himself will promote you. There are so many ways he can do it. Whatever you sow, whatever you bring in the kingdom with you, God, it's going to be, it's just like the boy's lunch. That was so clear, you know. That's what God wants us to do.
Yes.
But the enemy will say, look at the loss.
Yeah.
Or look at what you don't have.
Yeah. That's what he does.
But the word said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And these things work to keep your attitude in the kingdom of God.
Oh, good.
You can sow your attitude. You can sow your emotions. You can sow your love.
Yeah.
And God will bless it. We're in the kingdom. It's not a democracy. It's not a republic. It's a kingdom.
Theocracy. Like
and we have to make it a theocracy. We surrender our life to God. We trust his word. And we govern our lives by his word. And it works. Mm-hmm. Souls are won because I was willing to turn the other cheek.
Amen.
I was.
So you said the kingdom is the system of God. You know, on the earth we live by, you know, men live by a system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in the kingdom, that's the system of
that's
God.
That's our system.
Yeah.
That's how we to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By that system. Government, there shall be no end.
That's right.
It's a government.
It's but a government. I said system, I'm talking about government.
Is.
Yeah.
It is
government.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for making the claim.
Mm-hmm.
Government is the government of God.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you don't drag a regular system into the kingdom of God. I put it this way. There's no reason to drag an opposite financial system into the kingdom of God. That's what the rich young ruler was going to do. He wanted to drag that old raggedy world financial system into God's system. And you can't. It's so clear the way Brother Harden brought that out. You bring it all. Bring all of you.
That's right.
And lay it on the altar.
That's right. Lay it on the altar.
And like wages. Mm-hmm. You know, the parable talks about the guy that they worked all those. They all received the same amount. Said, can he not do with what's his? So technically what we're doing with setting wages is wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's biblically incorrect
to
have a minimum wage. Because the guy that owns it's doing it, the Bible says,
it was his.
If he wanted to do it three times more than what you say, he gave them all the same amount. Of course, I know it's about spiritual, too, implications.
Yeah. But God can promote us. And everything about God is exponential promotion.
Yes, praise God.
Not just multiplication, but exponential.
Exponential, yeah.
The anointing is the same way. As we follow the Lord and he anoints us, he's going to train you. But that anointing is going to teach you. He'll prepare you to carry it. Now, this is something that he brings to you. It's like David was saying earlier. It's God's responsibility to reveal the plan, and it's your responsibility to carry it out. When he anoints you to do something, it's not just important, it's very important. If you submit yourself to do it and make it happen by your faith and by being faithful, he has something to exponentially multiply. And I found that the anointing can do more than I ever thought it could. And when he had me to do that good newsletter in the neighborhood, I did it because he said do it. I felt useful. I was glad to do it. I was willing and obedient. I enjoyed it. And I remember before I ever passed the first flyer out, he would give me the writing, and I'd write it down and go make 1,000 copies, and then I'd pass it out. Well, I wanted to be active, but it was raining. And I looked out the window, and I saw two Latter-day Saints guys on their bicycles. And I said, now they out there in the rain, I'm in the house. And they out there doing what they feel is God's business, but I'm not out there in the rain. It wouldn't have worked for me anyway because the papers would have been with me. I said, I want to do something now. So I started praying. I couldn't go out there and pass them out. It wouldn't have been wise. So I just prayed for the assignment. I asked the Lord to bless the assignment. I did that for a few hours. I wanted to do something. But once I started passing them out, the gunfight stopped. I said the enemy was arrested.
Yeah.
And from the time I first started passing those flyers out till I moved away, the gunfight stopped. And I said, Lord, I didn't expect that. And the day I moved away with the last load, a gunfight broke out. So the anointing can do things that we don't know it can do.
That's the truth. Praise the Lord.
And that's why it's so important to speak only, you know, we know in part, but we can teach perfectly if we speak exactly what God give. Stop when he stops, start when he starts, and stop when he stops. Don't add anything to it, but learn from it and make adjustments. We have to make adjustments. The anointing that God gives, looking at it as if he's the king, and he made us kings and priests. But we're looking, as long as we look to him, we have the light to do what he wants to do. When the sun is out, you can see everything for what it is. As long as we focus on the word of God, we're looking to him, we can see things for what they are. We can compare spiritual things with spiritual things. We can, the light of God's word exposes the darkness all the time. As long as we make the adjustments we need to make, he can exponentially multiply the anointing on our life. Every time we're obedient and finish whatever he gives us to do,
right,
he exponentially multiplies that anointing on your life. Mm. And you'll find yourself doing something else you never thought you'd be doing. And you have to be adjustable. The Lord may give you something to do, and like many times, he'll give me an outline, a message, and in the middle of it, he'll change. You have to be adjustable and flow with him. I don't know why he does that all the time, but I think sometimes the people that he wanted to talk to, they may not have showed up, or somebody else may have showed up with a greater need. And he just gives you he routes you to go ahead and handle that, and then go back to what else he wanted to do. We have to focus on him. That's the main thing. The focus must remain on, even if you believe in God for something, never stop focusing on the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's easy to be distracted, mm-hmm, because the world is talking and it talks loud. But when you receive more of God's word, you can distinguish the distractions from the pure word of God. That's what, you know, the Lord told me in, I think it was 04, or either 05, he said, if you don't study my word, more, you're not going to be able to follow me. So I started, I got to study the word a lot more, and I was very busy. That's when I started listening to the word on cassette. I used to carry this cassette around and wear earphones. I'm glad they came out with the smaller MP3 players. And listening to the word all day, it rejuvenates your attitude,
yeah,
your love walk, your patience, all the elements you need to stay in faith.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
and when you find yourself laughing at the struggling world, you find yourself laughing at what used to be a mountain, just like the mountain before Zerubbabel was made a plain. When you study the word of God, you know, Satan's biggest mountain is like an ant bed. Yeah. You just kill it and keep going. And now, you know, I'm looking at things on a greater way because I'm going to carry everything to the kingdom of God. It works. And the Lord, he has a specific plan. Mm-hmm. The revelation it takes to follow God is received from glory to glory. God's going to give us revelation to help us follow him in a more refined way until we're strong enough to carry the anointing in a specific area. When he gives assignments, that means that you pass tests. And you're ready. You got, because once he gives the assignment, he can't take it back. Once he gives the anointing, he can't take it back. You got to do it. Or he has to find somebody else that can carry it. Or raise somebody up that can carry it. When if we'll just go ahead and fall in, we can start the process now. And the kingdom of God will be stronger. And other, you know, other people that can be blessed before they die, before they run out of time. What we have here is exponential potential. There is no limit. And the anointing will, as we obey God, spiritual wealth also gets on our life. You're not just blessed by the money you sow. You're also blessed by the by what you do in the kingdom of heaven. The finished works is sowing and reaping.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It can come back to you as extended time, health. You know, some people damage their bodies. They smoke half their life and then they quit. Well, they did the damage. But now they're anointed. And it's needful for the Lord to, you know, they can carry this anointing, but their body's about to wear out. And now the Lord needs to extend their life. He already healed us, but now he can legally extend their life because there's spiritual wealth on their life. You know, sometimes he'll give you instructions so that he can extend your life. God is, he thinks of everything. But as long as we're distracted with the ways of the world, we won't see the greater picture. The anointing works with other people's anointing. One time he gave me a message called Operatives. Your anointing will start a process, and then other people's anointing is going to come and play a greater role. And God is making his business, is creating somebody to carry a much greater anointing. We can all be operatives. The anointing works as one. It works together as one with others. People we don't even know. They work together. Mm-hmm. I can't count the times the Lord will tell me something hard, or I have to, you know, I sit, some things the Lord will say, you just go sit down and think. And then somebody will always come and confirm it. You know, I don't, and this is the Holy Spirit. The children tell me, you know, sometimes I teach them things at home and I bring them to church and Pastor Jim will confirm it, Brother Horton, Mary, Little Jim, somebody's going to say something right in line with what God, the anointing is one and it works together. As long as the main thing we have to do, this is the easiest way to do it. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. We see him by seeing, receiving his word. And then what does the Holy Spirit have to say as he trains us, as he guides us in all truth?
Amen.
These are the things we see in order to look unto the Father.
You know, every time you say that about the Holy Spirit, I'm constantly telling the Holy Spirit when I want, you know, something open to me. I said, Holy Spirit, you are the administrator of my inheritance.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Release it.
Uh-huh. Glory to God. That's right.
You are the administrator uh-huh. of my inheritance.
Yeah.
And that's, I see the Holy Spirit that way. And yeah. I tell him, I remind him, I said, that you are uh-huh. the administrator.
The Holy Spirit, he's helped me find tools I lost. I mean, he can guide you into all truth.
All truth.
And sometimes he tells me to do something. It looks big to me. That's when I don't want to fail. I know I'm capable of failing. I don't have to fail. So I start confessing that I'm not failing. I'm going to finish the work. You have to keep that. You have to keep what he said to you alive. And make all the confessions you need. Take authority when you have to complete the assignment.
Amen.
And that's putting things back in the kingdom of God and obeying it. Our obedience is one of our most powerful assets. Attitude and obedience. All right. I know we're out of time. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all the teaching that came forth today. I thank you for how you're guiding us.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm thankful for all the knowledge you've given us to help you, help us to do your perfect will. Help us to not fail, but do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.